I'm glad that this consultation period has been extended, really, just to allow people a further 2 weeks to engage and have a look at the draft plans that are up online on futureballyshannon.com, and to give a chance to, I suppose, take it in, look at what has been proposed following the first stage of consultation, and see what people think, whether they agree or disagree or like or dislike about it. And it's really important that people have their voice heard at this stage to inform properly some of these ideas and decisions that will be made in the future, and to help inform for some funding opportunities in the future.
These proposals are not for necessarily even today or tomorrow, but perhaps 2030, up to 2035, you know, reaching 10, 15, maybe even 20 years into the future. So it is important even that, say, younger people will have their say as well, because this will be impacting when they're perhaps key members of the local community, that these things really are far-reaching. This is a plan for the future of Ballyshannon, not, as I said, for today or tomorrow, but for the next 10, 15, 20 years and on to the future.
Yeah, that's a really important point, because it is for the future and for the future generations. And while it may not be at the top of your priority list, you know, if you're 15 or 16 years old now to submit to this, these are the things that will help create an environment for future employment and future amenity and recreation and, you know, the future living in Ballyshannon. There's a big focus on remote working now. So as trends change, you know, and Ballyshannon has changed itself from a very vibrant commercial town in the past to a town that's now in real need of good regeneration. And we need to reimagine what way we're going into the future.